Castle Mountain was running pretty steady around 4,000 through the holidays, and Highlands over 3,000, and Buttermilk close to 3,000, and then Snowmass peaked over 11,000. The peak time seems to get busier. So the 29th was the busiest day we've ever had, at least in terms of, in modern history, right? Gate accurate scanning and all that. The 30th was the third busiest day. So the next day was right up there as well. And then we had a couple other days which were top seven.
Of that time period compared to recent other years?
Yeah, ever in our history, right? So we did, the 28th was like sixth and the 31st was seventh.
How many skier visits in one day?
Totally, it's over 20,000.
Having talked to a lot of longtime business owners, many people who have been doing this for decades said this is the busiest they've ever seen it. They had record sales. They were just jamming. So
for those 4 days, right?
Yes. It was game on. And it's like some people have, they've got some post-traumatic distress disorder.
Right.
How do you address when people argue about carrying capacity? Like, it's too much. We can't handle it.
You know, I would say if you look back at, the week before, or the week after, especially the week before, it was down from prior year. And so I would say during those peak times, we don't need more people here between December 26th and January 1st. But we could definitely benefit from having more people here before and after. And that's, I think that's the interesting question before the town. How do we have a sustainable level of business and not be overly reliant on a very few periods of time during the year and a relatively small customer base. You know, as we've been looking at the political environment and the good work of the council to say, okay, let's have a moratorium and let's reset. And I think a number of agencies are doing that, right? RAFT is doing that as well. What is the right level of infrastructure? What is the right level of growth? And how do we balance that with our long-term viability and health of the community? You know, there's no silver bullet answer to that,